You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX, Richland College, or the DCCD. Today is going to be a short show, 30 minutes tops, and it's going to be on two segments, even though it's only a short show. It'll be on two segments, and rather different segments, but somewhat related. It's about rules. The rule of law is probably the general subject for both segments, but they're rather different. One concerns the knockout game, and I'll tell you more about that in a minute, and the second is the use of the nuclear option by Majority Leader Harry Reid. And that, and if you're not familiar with that, presidential appointments, both executive and judicial, have required in the past to stop filibuster 60 votes. Let me say that again. You need 60 votes in the Senate to stop filibuster. That has been the rule since the rules have changed in terms of the numbers, but since 1789. Now, the Senate has changed the rules, and now you need a simple majority. And that vote was 52 to 48, 52 largely along party lines, but it was 52-48, where 52 is the Democratic senators voting for it, and 48 are Republicans plus, I believe, two or three Democrats that voted with the Republicans on this. Now, there's a lot of hypocrisy on that, but this is a major change in the rules. And the reason for it, this is a power grab by the Democratic Party to force Obama's appointments through. And most of the judicial appointments and the executive office appointments are approved. It's not like hundreds or tens or dozens or hundreds of appointments are waiting. It's really what we're talking about are two, maybe three judicial seats expanding the D.C. Court, I believe it's the Court of Appeals, expanding that. And when the Republicans in power, you had the Democrats arguing there was no need for it, and that's exactly what the Republicans are saying now. There's no need for it. And I was watching before preparing for it that one of the senators, I forget which one, it wasn't McConnell, but I think it was, I want to say Lamar Alexander, but I could be wrong, was given the history. The overwhelming majority of appointments that the president makes are approved. Only occasionally you get one or two, and usually not arbitrarily, there's reasons given. So you had a change in the rules in the Senate today. Some would say the rules have been thrown out because this is breaking with tradition and is really running roughshod over the minority. And I think they're going to live to regret it, and I'll get it. I'll say a little bit more towards the end of this show. I want to talk about the so-called knockout game. First, it's not a game. It's a crime. What apparently is happening, primarily amongst teenagers and black teenagers in major cities such as New York City, the various boroughs of New York, such as Brooklyn, St. Louis, Syracuse, Denver. It's happening in a number of cities, so it's not isolated to one city. And several people have been killed. What happens is a random stranger, someone that they really don't know, is sucker punched. An individual runs up to him and usually hits him in the face, tries to knock him out. That's the knockout game. As far as I'm concerned, it's thuggery. And these people need to be arrested, and they need to be put in jail, and they need to be tried, and they need to spend some time in prison. Because you can seriously injure people doing this as well as kill them. It's not funny. It's not a game. It's a crime. You're being a thug when you do it. Society have rules. Rules. And if you don't obey the rules, then society has rules to put you in prison where you belong. And it's not going to be nice when you go to prison, especially if you're young. You're going to be raped, sodomized. I hope you enjoy it, because you might be there for the rest of your life or for 10, 20, 30 years. It's not funny. And they have cute little phrases to describe this. One-hitter quitter. I'm going to give them a one-hitter quitter. In other words, I'm going to sucker punch a person. And you got to understand, many of these people are very old people, women and men, as well as young people, women and men. Randomly attacked, usually blindsided. What usually happens, someone runs up to them from the side and hits them. And many times knock them out cold. And usually this is in the city streets. And most city streets, the sidewalks are cement. So if you're knocked out cold, there's a good chance that your head is going to hit hard on that concrete because your hands are not in any way softening your landing. And there have been several videos of this online. Now, I want to praise many of the people in the black community that have put out videos condemning this. And I have, leading off, for those that are new to the show, you go to pronkpops.wordpress.com. That's pronkpops, P-R-O-N-K-P-O-P-S dot wordpress.com. And at the very top, you'll have links to the shows. Usually I have at the very top my last 30 shows for the last, actually 40 shows for the last 2 months. And that will take you directly to that show. And below that, I have a complete archive of all my shows. But below that, you will get my notes as well as a number of videos, articles pertaining to whatever segment I'm covering. Now, this is on the knockout game. That's what this segment is called. It also goes by a number of other names, including Knockout King, as well as Polar Bear Hunting. And the reason they call it that, it's usually a black youth, teenager, or someone, you know, a young black youth. He could be a teenager, someone in his early 20s, going up to a white person and, again, hitting him. Now, it's not confined to just black on white. It's black on black. It's black on Hispanics. It's black on Vietnamese. But it's largely a phenomenon of the black youth culture. And they understand what the word means. Now, I have seen, because I've blogged on other subjects, I've seen several of these videos before. I was not familiar with the name Knockout Game until really Monday. I was at a Richland Chronicle Monday meeting where we go around the table and people suggest stories, and this story was apparently in the news. The reason I'm covering it is it appears, with the exception of Fox, as well as people that are putting up YouTube videos, the major networks are not really covering it. Local affiliates are covering it because it's a crime in their community. And there's been some compilation of the number of incidents of this. And not all of them are going to be reported. Some are simply the person goes up to the person, knocks them out, and walks away. Others, the person is knocked out, and they steal their wallets, any valuables, watches, whatever. In some instances, there's more than one person involved, and they strip the person. I don't think this is funny. I think it's a crime. I think it needs to be exposed in our major media. You see, there's a story, and there's a thread that goes through this. What is the most underreported crime story today in America? What do you think it is? It's black-on-black violence. You see, most violent crimes, whether it's murder or assault like this, it's black-on-black crimes. That really has not been getting attention. And even in the few stories that have covered the knockout game, or one-hitter-quitter, or polar bear hunting, you know what's not mentioned? The race of the person committing the crime. Now, it's not something to be proud of. But I sympathize with those in the black community that know that they are the victims of these thugs. Many of them are gang members. And some of it is gang violence. It's not one-on-one. It's a group of people doing this. It's a serious problem. What really needs to, we really need a conversation on black-on-black crime. We're not seeing it in the major media. We are simply not seeing it. And this is widespread. Now, I need to say this. Some of this crime is, like I said, they call it a knockout game. They'll do it amongst their own friends first. But then they sort of graduate to, and I'm trying to think of the name, point them out, knock them out, I believe is the phrase. Point them out, knock them out. Where it's truly random. And unfortunately for the victims of this crime, they're in the wrong place at the wrong time. And several of the people that have died have been older people, because what happens is their head hits the cement. They get a serious concussion, and in many cases are brain dead. If they get to the hospital, they're brain dead, and they're dead. Now, I have no compassion for the people that do this, but they end up spending, or will spend, a good portion of their life, if their entire life, in jail for this. Now, you might say it's just stupid kids. No. You need to look at the parents. Now, I don't necessarily blame the parents. Sometimes you can have, you know, three or four kids, and you have one kid that's just a troublemaker. You try to do the best by him. You try to instill in the person to obey the law, that there are rules, there are consequences. And the consequences of doing this game, and if you get caught, you're going to spend your rest of your life in a nice orange jumpsuit, a prison uniform. And it's not going to be pleasant for you. There are consequences. And what's real disturbing about this is the random nature of it. Complete strangers. And what's disgusting, in many of these cases, they're doing it for the fun of it. The fun of it. They don't even rob the person. Not that that justifies it. They just go up to the person and hit them. Usually they run up to the person and hit them from behind. Man, it really takes a brave person to do that. I have the very top of this, and guess what? It's spreading. One incident was in Great Britain, where someone brutally assaults an unsuspecting victim, a 16-year-old girl. And I have a sequence of the photo at the very top. Go to prompops.wordpress.com, and you can look at it. I urge you, if you're unfamiliar with this, to look at some of the videos. And I can sense the outrage. A lot of it is in the black community, because they are the primary victims of black crime and black violence. And it's not acceptable behavior. It needs to be stopped. And as one commentator, a black commentator, the one at the very beginning said, if you do this, you know what's going to happen? One of these so-called victims, yeah, you might knock him out or daze him, but as you're running away, he's going to pull a weapon and he's going to shoot you, and you might end up dead. And that's going to happen. Mark my words, it's going to happen. And some people are quick. You might be picking the wrong person to hit, because guess what? Some people hit back and shoot back. So don't think you're necessarily going to get away with it. You might, and if you listen to some of these people, it's not a one-off or one time that they do this. Some cases, one of them is in jail. He did this repeatedly and admits it, proud of it. That's how disgusting this is. So you're probably going to hear the name in the news, the knockout game or knockout king, and the one-hitter quitter. That's someone that hits you in the head, in the face. Usually they're hitting you in the face very hard, with the aim of knocking you out. So think of it in terms of you're walking along the street, minding your own business, probably heading for home or school or whatever, and someone from the side or the back sucker punches you, hits you in the face. Total stranger, someone that you don't know. That's the so-called knockout game. I think what we need here is honesty. The media needs to start covering this. And the media needs to point out that the primary victims live in the black community. That's where these thugs come from. And their primary victims are the people that are living in those neighborhoods. And now it's random. And they're calling hate crimes. I don't go there. I don't believe in hate crimes. It's a crime to assault a person. It's a crime to punch someone in the head like this. And crime needs to be punished. And the people that do this need to be arrested, tried, and put in prison where they belong, where there'll be rules. When you wake up, when you go to the bathroom, when you eat, and most of the time you'll spend it in a small cell with someone you might not like. If you're going to engage in this behavior, you need to be prepared for the consequences, and the consequences are you might very well end up dead, shot, beat up, and if you're caught by the police, sent to prison, tried and sent to prison. And it's about time that the major so-called corporate media, the press, start to expose this. This is not just one or two incidences in one or two cities. This is apparently widespread. Now, what's happening is some cities are trying to ignore the problem because they're trying to attract people to move to the city and develop the city. So they don't want these kind of stories to be highlighted. They will be getting more and more attention. They should get more and more police attention. They should get more and more media attention. That's why I'm talking about it today. And I urge you to look at some of the videos that are capturing some of the actual assaults. Many of them, though, you're not going to have a video. The few that you have illustrate a trend. And it's encouraging that people are speaking out on this. I have given you some articles about this. One of them gives you a list. This is, I think, a partial list, though, of the people so far have been attacked. You know, this has happened in Hoboken, New Jersey, Crown Heights in New York City, St. Louis, Pittsburgh, Syracuse, St. Louis. And I'm sure it's happened in many other cities. It probably has happened in Dallas. I'm not aware of one in Dallas, but it has happened. See, and the reason I'm not aware of one, think about it for a minute. Let's say you're one of the victims. You get hit, and maybe 15 minutes later or 30 minutes later, you wake up. You know, if you're on a street that's not well-traveled, you wake up. Yeah, you might call the cops, but you really can't identify who hit you. And a lot of times people will come to your aid, and you don't know what happened other than someone hit you. That's what the thug is counting on. That if he does a good job, in other words, it's a one-hitter quitter, there are no witnesses. Now, believe it or not, some of these people are so stupid, they do it where there are witnesses and video cameras. And that's how some of them get caught. It's happened in Chicago as well. It's throughout the country. It's in major cities. It doesn't happen in suburbia. It's not going to happen in Plano, at least not to my knowledge. Plano is a suburb of Dallas, which is, now it does vary in economic income, but it's fairly well off. No, it's going to happen largely in black neighborhoods, the poorer parts of town, but it's going to happen to everybody. You know, I don't hear Al Sharpton saying anything or Jesse Jackson or President Obama. The silence is rather deafening on this, but it's going on, and I'm challenging the major media to bring it to the attention of the American people. And like I said, I wasn't even aware of the name until Monday. I had missed, apparently there was, I believe it was Bernie Goldberg had a piece on Fox News. He was on the O'Reilly Factor, where he detailed what it was called, the knockout game, gave some details. And Greta Van Susteren had a, again, on Fox News. You see, this is what disturbs me. Why isn't this on CBS, NBC, ABC? This is news. This is crime news. It needs to be reported. It needs to be stopped. Yet our major networks are not really bringing attention to this for whatever reasons. Some of them be very simple. They don't want their city to be labeled of being a site for this type of violence. I need to say a few words about the so-called nuclear option. I think the key thing is this has been since the founding fathers wrote the Constitution, started the government, the Senate has always had a advise and consent role where the president can appoint both judges and executive appointments, but the Senate has hearings to approve that. And the overwhelming majority, whether it's a Republican, Democrat, whatever political party, of the appointees are approved. It's rather rare for someone that is appointed by the president, either for a judicial seat
or an executive appointment not to be approved. And the reason is very simple. And I share this. The president, especially for executive appointments in his administration, should, as a general rule, have his own team. Now, unless there are persuasive reasons why the person should not be appointed for the job, for example, he has no experience, that might be a disqualifier, but not always. And there's a little of that going on. But generally, the president, whoever it is, including President Obama, gets his team. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time because they have to go through a hearing. And up to now, the rule was to stop a filibuster where a senator is talking on the floor, you needed 60 votes. In other words, to take a vote on the appointment, whatever the appointment is, to a judgeship or an executive position in the administration, what the opposing party could do is filibuster, namely talk, and to stop that filibuster, you needed 60 votes. That's been the rule. The threat was to repeal that rule, the so-called nuclear option, where you would not need 60 votes to call for you would need a simple majority. Now, except for Supreme Court justices, henceforth, because the rule has been changed today, you need a simple majority. So whoever the majority party is, and today is the Democratic Party, can, in essence, get anyone they want appointed to either to a judgeship or an executive position. Now, what I need to say is that we have an election in November of 2014, and I really think there's a more than a good chance that the Republican Party will win and win big and have control of the Senate. So I think this was a serious mistake on the Democratic Party's part to use the nuclear option. Like I said, this is going to be a short show. You've been listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX, Richland College, or the DCCD. Tomorrow will be my regular 3 to 5, 2-hour show. It might be a special edition. I'll go a little bit longer because this show was shorter, and I'll have all the shows posted probably by Saturday afternoon. I should be all caught up. I'm a little bit behind, but by Saturday afternoon, all the shows should be posted. Thank you for listening, and have a great day. Back to the music.